I'm Victor Beatty. This is VOA News. Zimbabweans are heading to the polls Monday in the first election since the ouster in November of longtime ruler Robert Mugabe. The presidency is being contested by incumbent Emmerson Mnangagwa of the ruling ZANU-PF and opposition leader Nelson Chamisa of the Movement for Democratic Change, who expressed confidence.
The momentum is huge. Victory is certain. There is nothing that will stop the people of Zimbabwe from claiming their victory.
Chamisa has accused the country's electoral commission of bias. Mr. Mnangagwa has pledged to revitalize the economy, attract foreign investment, and mend racial and tribal divisions. Polls show a close race with a possible September 8 runoff. As for Mr. Mugabe, he's throwing his support behind the opposition, insisting the people aren't free.
They have not been free since that day when tanks rolled through and across the country, when there was a takeover by the army.
There have been reports of intimidation and coercion. Protestant Minister Courage Mugoni said many prayers have been offered for the nation and the election.
And we believe that this election is different from many other elections, in that the people's voices and the people's rights have been honored and respected.
Foreign media and international observers from the European Union, the U.S., and the Commonwealth are monitoring Monday's ballot. In Mali, vote counting is underway in a delayed national election in a country beset by jihadist violence for 5 years. When the last election was held, 24 candidates are competing, with incumbent President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita seeking a second term.
Voter ici, c'est indispensable.
Union for Republican Democracy opposition candidate Soumaila Cissé said voting is essential despite insecurity. He said some electoral material had been stolen, some polling stations closed. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump's top economic advisors say the 4.1% second quarter expansion of the U.S. economy announced last week is sustainable over time. It's the fastest pace of growth in nearly 4 years. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin appeared on the Fox News Sunday broadcast.
I think we're well on this path for several years. So I don't think this is a 1 or 2 year phenomenon. I think we definitely are in a period of 4 or 5 years of sustained 3% growth, at least.
On the CBS program Face the Nation, Larry Kudlow spoke of the drivers behind the growth.
The heart of this report, as I said, consumer spending, business investment, are on a tear. Business investment is on a tear, which was really what our tax cuts were designed
right.
to do.
And your deregulation.
The deregulation, thank you, and the energy. And by the way, the president's attitude, the war against business is over.
Kudlow said last week's trade agreement with the European Union will significantly reduce trade barriers over time. He said he's hopeful a breakthrough in trade talks with Mexico and Canada, two key U.S. trading partners, will be announced soon. In a tweet Sunday, President Donald Trump said he might consider shutting down the government if Congress refuses to vote on his immigration proposals. Mr. Trump said it's time to get rid of the lottery for would-be immigrants and the so-called catch-and-release policy used by immigration authorities when arresting illegal immigrants. It's unclear whether Congress will hold such a vote ahead of November's election. The death toll from last week's wildfires in Greece has risen to 91. Three more people confirmed killed Sunday. Dozens were injured. More than 24 are still missing. In California, thousands of firefighters are battling to contain wildfires that have killed at least 6 and consumed entire communities. Leonard Moti is a member of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors.
I've been a lifelong resident of this community. I've never seen a fire with such destruction here in this area ever before. I would tell you, I've been out there in many of the areas with the fire personnel looking at the destruction. I will tell you that your firefighters are doing an extraordinary job battling this blaze.
Dry conditions and erratic winds are contributing to the rapid spread of the flames. In Cambodia, the ruling Cambodian People's Party has won Sunday's election, a ballot that offered little opposition. Rights groups denounced it as neither free nor fair, as well as a campaign of intimidation by longtime ruler Prime Minister Hun Sen. Heavy fighting reported along Yemen's west coast between pro-government forces and Shia Houthi rebels. Britain's Geraint Thomas won the 105th edition of cycling's 2018 Tour de France Sunday.
You know, I believe I could beat everyone on my day, but to do it day after day and for 3 weeks, which is the first time I've tried, and it's just insane.
It was Team Sky's 6th title in 7 years. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.